Hi, Y108. It's Stoney.
Hey, good morning, Stoney. It's Garth.
Hi, Garth. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, my friend. My gosh. You don't do anything small, do you?
Man, we're just, I tell you, when it comes to having a good time, I don't think you can have one big enough.
Well, you know, I've never seen a performance like you did on the CMAs with four Miss Yearwood with Stronger Than Me. What a great way to debut a song as only you can do. What did you guys talk about that after the song? What did she say to you? Because that was an unbelievable moment in country music.
Well, thank you, man. She had to give away Female here about 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
And so she said, I was doing everything I could not to cry. She didn't want my mascara and everything going. But on the way home, we had a great talk. She had what she called an ugly cry. And it was good. It was good for us. It kind of opened up some good discussion routes for us that even after 13 years of marriage, we're still kind of closed. So, that's what this song does for me. And I'm hoping it's what it does for, you know, other people who love, who want to send to people they love.
Well, there's going to be about 65,000 people May 18th when you come to Pittsburgh here at Heinz Field. And I think they'll all be singing with you guys, or we'll all be crying. But it's the home of your faves, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that night it's your stage. What's that feel like for you? Because I know what a big Pittsburgh fan you are, and I know how great you are in stadium shows like this. And, man, I can't wait to see it. But how do you feel, especially since you did the Notre Dame thing a little while back, and that's going to be televised. So how does that feel for you?
Well, it feels, the people make it feel at home. You know, I'm a honky-tonk guy, so going to arenas was a little shy for me, and they made the arenas feel like a small honky-tonk. And then, you know, you don't think stadiums can feel like that, but I'll be dang, Notre Dame felt like it was super small.
Well, I'm always amazed.
I'll tell you this, man, Pittsburgh will be a lot different for me because, you know, that's where the heroes, you know, have stood. So this is going to be big for us. We're excited. I'm probably the most excited than anybody on the Bandit crew.
Hey, Garth. So I'm looking at Trisha's Instagram right now, and I see you just adopted a cute new puppy. So congratulations on that one.
Aww.
Pretty much life is better with a dog in it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Will we be seeing this new puppy and your other dog and Trisha on this tour?
Well, the thing, I don't know if you know this about Notre Dame, but just when we thought we were something at Notre Dame after selling it out and getting ready for the show, she decided to pitch a tent on the university lawn and have what she calls a Trisha tailgate.
Oh my gosh.
You get there about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. There's food demonstrations. She's cooking. They got music blaring everywhere. They got games. They've got a, she's got her cookbooks there, a whole line of furniture there, all the cookware. And we had to run people out of the tent to go to the show.
Oh, love it. Love it.
So she's going to be doing that on this tour. And again, anytime you try to do anything, if Trish Yearwood comes in the room, all of a sudden, you know, you're playing second fiddle to that. So it's a lot of fun. This is why we get to be together.
Hey, Garth, I got a question for you. How do you still put yourself, like, when you're playing shows and you go from playing these songs that you've had for many years, many hits, like from when you play If Tomorrow Never Comes, how do you get yourself still in that mindset, like in that mood?
Oh, man, great question. James Taylor said it best. It says, you know, at soundcheck, you can play around with the words and screw them around and stuff because there's songs you've played for 100 years. He said, but when you play them that night, when the people hear them, it's like they remember the first time they heard the song. And they just kind of bring that feeling back to you the first time you ever played it, and it's always new again. And the one song that every journalist goes, hey, if you could have one song you would never have to sing again, what would it be? And they want you so badly to say Friends in Low Places. what you tell them is, I haven't sang Friends in Low Places in like 20 years. I mean, I do those first four notes, and that's the last I hear of it from there.
That's all you do, yeah.
They just take it and run with it, and I get to watch, and it's a And it's a fun way to spend your day.
Well, Garth, I remember when you came back with More Than a Memory, that Lee Bryce song, and you had all these radio guys sitting out there, and you and that song played live, and in 30 seconds you were going to know whether it was a hit or not, and it was, and you've never looked back since in your whole career. So I think from all of us and everybody here at Y108, we just say thank you, and we cannot wait till May 18th, Garth. Thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning, man.
Are you kidding me, man? Thank you. As I saw the first call on the schedule today, and I'm going, man, these guys have been around longer than I have.
All right, Garth, let's not go there. I love you, brother. Thanks for
happy holidays to you and your family.
And you too, and say give our best to Miss Yearwood. Thank you very much, Garth.
I will do it. I'll see you.
You got it, brother.
Say bye.
Thanks, bye.